Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Josh Costello is back, too. Josh has more than 9 years under his belt as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success, the founder of Measure Max, and he's our good friend Josh Costello. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks. Great to be back.
Good to have you back. Josh, you've been working in the sales training world now for how long? Decades? Few decades?
30 years, yes.
Yeah, long time. And so you've seen it. I've been around a little bit longer than that, and we've both seen a lot of things come and go. And one of the things that's been the most interesting to me about what I've been calling the age of the customer, which is this new age we're in, since customers have access to all the information they need, the thing that I've noticed is how this is changing the way we sell. Because, you know, Josh, when you and I were pups coming up in the marketplace carrying a kit bag for a company, we were our customer's internet, weren't we? I mean, whatever they needed to know about our product or how people use our product, we had to tell them what they needed to know, didn't we?
We were basically walking brochures, right?
That's right. Well, but also more than just the propaganda. We brought them a lot of other information as well. Well, they have all that information now that they need, pretty much. So this is one reason I think that selling. The way we sell, how we mount a sales organization, how we train a sales organization, that's all changed, hasn't it, especially in the last 10 years?
Yeah, absolutely. When, you know, like you said, we used to be not only the product expert, but in many ways we tried to be the industry expert and let them know what was going
right.
on. Now they have access to a lot of information. And not all of it, as we all know, I love that commercial with the guy that says he's a French model, right?
Right.
Not all the information you get is accurate, and it actually creates a new host of problems.
Well, right, and the thing that I want to point out in this segment, Josh, is that the way you went to market with a sales force to the way you do it today and the way you're going to do it tomorrow might be necessary for it to look different, for it to be different. I've said before, and I put this in the new book, Josh, that there will be professional salespeople, professional business-to-business salespeople in the future, but there will be fewer of them. What do you think?
I think that's a really relevant point. I think there will be, because, like you said, the information that they can get is pretty readily available, and I think there'll be fewer people, and I think the people that will become, the operative word is the professional salesperson, is you're going to help them navigate all the information. I really firmly believe that the people that can help the client and customers navigate all the different information and put it in a format where it's easy for them to make a well-informed decision.
And relevant to them.
They're going to win. Right. Relevant, yeah. Well-informed decision, and it's probably one of the things that, you know, we put a primary focus on now is you have all this information, but what you don't have is the information that is, to a large extent, the customer is going to be basing his decision on a lot of the specifics behind it. And I think that lot of the sales training is how do you find those specifics, and then how do you put it in a format where it can then show a result to the customer. Sort of like when you go online now for car insurance, right? They ask you all that information,
right?
And you put it in, and then it compares what your rate would be.
Well, go ahead.
No, and so, you know, on a very basic level, that's what, you know, the Internet's doing. When you're going to be a professional salesperson, you're going to have to do that in real time.
What you're saying is you've got to find out really quickly what does your prospect know, so you don't bore them or waste their time or tick them off because you didn't know that you need to ask that. And now we're coming to the training part, folks. This is where Josh really shines. And when we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about how to do that, how to train your organization. And after these messages, this is 20 Tell. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.